for all your fresh seafood, now serving hot fish and chips at the Apollo Bay Harbour with a view to die for. The Fishermen's Co-op supports Apollo Bay Radio.
Now, talking of the Fishermen's Cooperative, we have two members of the fishing community down here, Marcus and Alan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
How are you both today?
And I'm here too, Tony.
Yeah, oh, and John Smith, of course. Yes. Are you a member of the fishing co-op?
No, but my father was a fisherman for about 35 years.
Right,
in the late 50s and early 70s, so right. I do know. And I used to work there as a summer job.
Right, very good. Kids, so you've got the other side of the fishing
yeah,
co-op.
I do know a bit about the history of the place. Yeah.
That's terrific. Yeah. Good. Well, thanks for coming in.
Hello.
All right, thank you all for coming in. Now, it's the 70th anniversary of the fishing co-op, started in 1948. And there's some pictures on the back of the news sheet, probably everyone's seen. I've seen a couple of them, some of the couple I've never seen before, so that's really interesting. Would you have any comments on those?
Yeah, look, it's an amazing thing, really. We've only got three fishermen's cooperatives in Victoria left.
Yeah, right.
We've got Apollo Bay, we've got San Remo, and Lakes Entrance. So they're the last three of, you know, what was used to be a lot of fishermen's cooperatives. But the great story for Apollo Bay is that this one's been in continuous operation for over 70 years. We've got a fishing fleet of boats here that is still fishing to this day. And, you know, it's a story that you can explore up at the Cable Station Museum if you go up there. There's a great display there about our fishing history. But it's an extraordinary story. And the great news is that to this day, you can still go up to the Apollo Bay Fishermen's Co-op and get fresh seafood straight off the boat, something you can't really do anywhere else in Victoria.
No, that's true, yes.
I was actually last weekend, I was in San Remo. And I think there's two shark boats working out of there now. That's very small.
Mm. Yeah, well, the interesting thing is that down at San Remo, they're very much into the shark. What our unique offering here is, you know, we are the home of Southern Rock lobster.
Yep.
You know, the poor guys down at San Remo at Christmas time, as Alan I'm sure will attest, is we actually have to send our rock lobsters down there so they've got something to sell. They've got a bit of rock lobster coming in, but they don't even cook it there anymore. So it's all coming from here.
Historically, the co-op really started through the barracuda. Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Look, the fishing industry in Victoria has changed over time, and it's all about the infrastructure. So in the early days, before we had the breakwater, you know, we had a small boat fishing fleet. So they were going for the things that they could go for, like barracuda. And back in the 1950s, you know, we had the whole harbour as we know it now was built, and that enabled bigger boats. Bigger boats meant we could go out further and we could catch different things, and that's what you see now.
And that's why, well, historically, Jock Muir always said, who was a fisherman here, he actually discovered the big reef out off Cape Otway in the early 60s, and they're still fishing that.
Yeah, the big reef, it's really interesting, you know. You've got, I mean, now with modern technology and all of our depth sounders and all the rest of it, you know, nothing's a secret anymore. But in the olden days, it was fantastic because a lot of that was all just by knowledge. So it was all about, you actually had to be on a boat and be out there and know where the reefs were. Not anymore.
And they used to, you know, my history is my father was a fisherman, and we used to work at the fish co-op as kids, and there were still a couple of old timers there. They actually sailed their boats down from Queenscliff to Apollo Bay, and they used to sail down the coast catching whatever they could catch.
Yeah, well, sailing, I mean, my boat, the Neptune Warrior in Apollo Bay Harbour, we've got sails on our boat, and even today, you know, we'll still throw a sail up because, you know, you save fuel if you're coming home and the wind's behind you. Chuck a sail up. Why not?
So how many boats fishing in the harbour now?
Look, we've got probably a fleet of around 10 to 12 vessels based in Apollo Bay, but we also have transient vessels because seasonally, you'll see if you go down to Apollo Bay Harbour today, you'll probably see two or three of the larger vessels come in. And the vessels, if you actually watch them, they re-gear. So, for example, some of them might go long lining at a certain part of the season, then they'll actually, and there's a few down now at the moment that are actually gearing up for squid. So they'll actually
with the lights and
they'll sort of they'll change the rigs over, and then other times they'll go for scallops and things. So it's really interesting to watch that seasonality. But that's seafood, isn't it? It's all about seasonality and freshness.
But also. Your markets change now, or like
look, seafood is totally market driven. You know, interestingly enough, there's broadly speaking two markets. There's the export market, so we've got things like rock lobster. In Australia, over 90% of rock lobster is exported live to China. But then you've got your local markets, and the local markets are driven by seasonality. I'm sure you'll all have already ordered your rock lobster from the Apollo Bay Fishermen's Co-op for Christmas, because who wants a steaming turkey on the table when you can have a beautiful fresh rock lobster?
You're a good advertisement for fishing co-op. <That's right. laughs> So the abalone, is that's part of the industry as well?
It totally is. And and the reason why abalone tends to be a little bit hidden is because of the nature of the fishing. So all the abalone divers go off trailer boats. So the trailer boats move around. And the way that the divers work is they work the reefs. So you can't sort of go back and overfish a particular reef. So they're quite sort of transient by nature. But again, big industry. Once again, most of it is exported. We don't have a huge local market. But we've also got an emerging aquaculture market in abalone, and so the wild catch abalone is the premium sort of larger product, but the aquaculture industry is growing enormously.
And it recovered from the virus that was pretty.
It did. That was really devastating. But like sort of a dose of the Spanish flu, it sort of washed through the wild population. And but it's recovering enormously now. So it hasn't stayed. It is actually going.
So it recovered. So that was really good.
So if we were to go over to the fish co-op, you might answer this one, Alan. You've got a shop there where you sell fresh fish.
We've had a shop there for a good number of years, as you know, and we're selling fresh fish from the front counter. The fish and chips joined us. I think 2012 or something like that. But as Marcus was saying, the markets are changing, and they're changing fast, and they're pushing us hard. And for the last few years, we've been trying to respond to that, and now we're trying to really up our game for the our future really is tourism. It's through tourism. It's via tourism. And trying to increase our home sales is key. So the Chinese exports on the rock lobster, for example, will continue, but we would love to be able to convert much more of those and sell them on the home market and promote the fresh fish from the front counter. We've had a trawler in recently from Lake's Entrance, as Marcus said earlier. There's a couple of bycatch boats, and we're getting far more bycatch. So the actual fishing fleet down there is increasing at the moment. So what we've got coming in at the moment, we've got we've got whole snapper, we've got whole blue eye, we've had a very good mixture of shark. We've got scallops from the boat down there, which, as Marcus said, is put his lights on yesterday to go and get some squid, and we've got some lovely prawns down from Queensland. So we're trying to address the greater demand.
But the interesting thing is with what we're doing down at the co-op, and there's a few myth busters that can go out here. You know, I get people that collar me in the street and say, for example, why does all the fish have to go to Melbourne and then come back to Apollo Bay to be sold? Gong. It's just not true. Fish comes off the boats and it goes straight into one end of the co-op, and it comes out the other end of the co-op for you to enjoy. The fact of the matter is, fish is very seasonal. We've been talking a little bit about how the boats are changing their gear. We've been talking a little bit about bycatch and what comes in off the boats. We will take, as a co-op, anything that the boats bring in, but it depends on who the boat is, where they've been fishing, and the gear they've been using. But we might have everything from flounder to, blue eye to velvet crabs to octopus. We'll sell what we get, and it's all coming straight off the boats.
Right, and you've got a grant for a restaurant above the...
Well, look, it's really exciting. We've been working very closely with Sarah Henderson, and I must say, Sarah Henderson has... honestly, she's such a hard worker. She's really done a great job for the whole of Apollo Bay, really, in terms of securing this slice, if you like, of the city deal. That's going to see a whole lot of funding, because Apollo Bay has been left out. You know, there was money flowing everywhere around the state, and pretty much nothing between Apollo Bay and the 12 Apostles. So we're going to see a fairly substantial chunk of money come in, which is long overdue, which is going to see Apollo Bay be able to respond to, as Alan was talking about, this increase in tourism. It is about tourism. We've got double-digit tourism growth, which is going to extend, you know, out into the future. We need to respond to that. We need amenity, we need facilities, and this money is going to help not just the co-op expand and improve what its offering is, but all around the harbour precinct and connecting the harbour precinct right back into Apollo Bay. These are the things we need to do as a community to respond properly to meet that tourism demand. So this really does give us some hope for the first time in a long time.
Right. So when do you propose to start on the building of the restaurant?
Well, we're already working on plans and have been. It's quite funny. We've got, I mean, we could almost build a restaurant out of the plans that we've had. For over 30 years, these plans have been sort of, you know, in the making. So we've dusted them all off. We're getting them out, and we're going again. The money won't probably flow until the next financial year. We've got a federal election to get through, which everyone is aware of. And once the dust settles on that, then things will start to move. But we're working very, very proactively at the local level, and also with our new friends at the Colac Otway Shire. And I must say, we've built some really good relationships in there as well. So it actually looks really positive.
Right. And then the other issue, of course, is the sanding up of the harbour.
That's a separate one. It's really interesting. Mm. People probably don't realise, but the port of Apollo Bay is managed by the Colac Otway Shire on behalf of the state government. So it's actually none of the money that's required to run the port is paid for by the ratepayers.
The local community.
Not at all. It's actually the government. So the state government provides the money to the Colac Otway Shire to run the port, including the dredging and all that work that has to be done. There's an enormous amount of work that needs to be done, and we need more money to do it. But again, as I say, we've got a new line of management in the at the Colac Otway Shire. They get it now, and they're working with us as a harbour community. And we have to now go back to effectively a re-elected state government and get the money that we need to maintain, well, recover, first of all, and maintain that harbour. But again, the right people are listening.
Right, that's terrific.
It is the only harbour, I think, between Port Ferry, is it, and Queenscliff?
So if you leave Melbourne and turn right, we're the first safe harbour and one of only two, really, as you keep going.
That's right. And it's always been important, for fishermen, but for sailors and who traverse the coast.
Absolutely, and the lost opportunity at the moment because of our the issues we have with dredging is the harbour, the depth of water at the harbour entrance and inside the harbour. If we can get all that cleaned up, which we will, we'll actually see a revisitation of a lot of the the recreational sailing yachts and regattas that used to come to Apollo Bay but actually now don't.
Now, we've got Marcus and Ellen in here. So we're celebrating the 70th anniversary of the fishing co-op, and the seafood festival's coming up, and also the season's coming up for and you're planning on all sorts of things for the coming holiday season. So, Ellen, you might be able to...
Yeah, absolutely. It looks as if the summer's had a little bit of a false start, and we cooled down for a few days this week, but it looks as if it might start again this morning.
I think it will,
We're looking forward to that. We're only closed on Christmas Day, so that'll be nice. But basically, we've launched a new menu. We're trying to get as much fresh food out onto specials, and we're encouraging people to look at the specials board for lovely fresh fish that's come off the boat and into the kitchen and onto your plate now. So we're branching out from traditional fish and chips, which we're very happy to provide. And if you look at the TripAdvisor and the Instagram and the Facebook, we're doing some good stuff. So we've got a nice, long 6-week, 7-week summer to really concentrate on, which is going to be interesting if the growth on last year continues. And towards the end of that, once the kids go back, we've got the fantastic seafood festival to bookend the our summer. So,
right. And what dates the seafood?
I think it's 15, 16 and 17 of February.
February, right.
So there's dinner, there's the Harbour Day, which will be bigger and better than last year.
Similar format.
It's great to have it around the harbour. And there's various events going on. We've learned from last year. Last year was absolutely massive and huge for Apollo Bay. And we're looking to do a tad more than that,
right?
Based on what we learned, but right. There's a lot of fun to be had. It's a similar
format, and what we're really excited about this year is last year we kicked off with the whole new format festival, and for those that attended the Frank Kimura dinner on the Friday night. I think they can attest to the fact that it was a monster evening, which everyone really enjoyed. We're doing it again. We've got a dinner on the Friday night called Down the Hatch, and this year our guest chef is actually Nick Malouk from the Atlantic in Melbourne, and one of the premier seafood restaurant in Melbourne. So he's coming down, and he's going to help us sort of slap up an enormous feast on the Friday night. Saturday, as Alan mentioned, Harbour Day. We're actually going to augment that at both ends. So in the morning, we're going to have a seafood market where we're going to invite fishermen to come and actually sell some of their fresh catch straight off the boat in the morning. So first thing Saturday morning, there'll be fishermen selling their catch straight off the boat. The day's going to be extended out. So we're going to have some great band lineup upstairs at the co-op. There's going to be a community stage downstairs. There'll be an alcohol service both upstairs and downstairs in the harbour. And it'll be a monster day. It'll close out about 9:30 with a headline band act up the top. And on Sunday, we're going to have. Last year we had Conversations on the Edge. This year it's called Conversations in the Littoral, which is where the ocean meets the land, and some great guests to speak to talk about sustainability of fishing and farming on the land. We'll look to the past to learn about how we can better manage the future. So we're going to have some great speakers. Bruce Pascoe will be back. We've got Dan Hunter from Bray will be coming along, and we've actually got Costa from the ABC.
Georgie Arliss.
Yeah. Both him and his beard are coming.
They're both
booked in.
Gee, it wouldn't it be amazing if he cut his beard off? No one would know him.
You would recognise him.
That's right.
I've got a secret passion. I want to take to that thing with a whippersnapper.
Yeah, there, right. My mother feels the same. She'd get the scissors to him if she could. So there you go. Well, that'll be wonderful, won't it?
Yeah, really huge.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. And it was.
What date was that again?
The 15th, 16th and 17th of February.
So for bookings, I assume the Sunday and the dinner on
the Friday night.
So can they be booked online?
Yeah, it's all online. So at the Apollo Bay Seafood website, just Google it up. It's all there. So all the bookings are online.
Very good. And you've got about 50 places left.
For our dinner on the Friday night, we've only got 180 seats.
Right.
I think at last count there's around about 50. So we're doing tables of 10. That's what we're trying to organise. Yeah.
And where will this be held?
That's at the Mech Hall. So we'll be setting that up, and it'll all go off on that night. So don't miss out.
I must say too about the Fisherman's Co-op at the moment, like, with the food, the fish and chips, it'd be hard to find anywhere a better place to sit down and have fish and chips out on that land. The harbour to me, as I said, I've got a history there, but it's the best place in town. Physically, I just think it's a beautiful spot. And to sit up there, it's just a massively
quaint harbour on a working harbour. Fishermen coming in, fish coming in. Most amazing view. The potential of the co-op is massive, and we're working as hard as we can to realise that.
But think about it. How many places we're in Victoria, a southern state. When you're sitting up at the co-op, looking out across that bay, you have a north-facing view. It's a north-facing view. It's incredible. So in the afternoon, the sun streams right across the bay and into that harbour. It is unbelievable.
Yeah. And with the hills across there, and I never tire of it, summer, winter, you know, it's just a beautiful spot.
But you know, John, part of our remit at the moment, and it is working, is instead of people turning right and going past the Met Hall and off to the Apostles, some of them actually come round to the harbour now. So we need to make the harbour should be the focal point of the town.
Yes.
So the connectivity that we're trying to get as part of the master plan, which Marcus and the council are working with, that should help with that. And boy, you know, if we do get people to stay left as opposed to turn right, we've really got to raise our game down there with facilities and parking and
a liquor license. You can have a beer there and watch the sunset.
My next question: you haven't got a coffee machine or a liquor license?
No. Hey, look, I'll tell you what. You know, trust me, it's on the list.
It's on the list.
some fish and chips there and a glass of rosé and an afternoon like a day would be. You would go stunning. Worldwide to find a better.
Spot, look, I agree. And look, honestly, our vision. You know, and Alan, we're so lucky to have Alan. Alan has just, you know, put so much passion into this project. It's just extraordinary.
He's also a huge Bruce Springsteen fan, so he's...
Yeah, well, okay, he's not perfect. He's not perfect. So,
and he'd be like me. He's hoping he's getting the new Springsteen album for Christmas.
All right, there you go.
I've already got it waiting for me at Geelong. I've just got to get up there to pick it up.
You've ordered your own Christmas present.
Yeah, I do. I'm old enough and bored enough to have got there.
Well, I think this will be really good for the maintenance of the harbour. The more that is focused on the harbour, the more likely you could get government financing to do the maintenance.
Exciting.
Because without that, you know, we're in trouble, aren't we, at the
harbour? That's right. Look, the government realises just how important this place is. Mm. Apollo Bay truly is the jewel in the crown of the Great Ocean Road. We need, as a community, to respond to this, as I said, double-digit growth in tourism. We've got to look after ourselves and look after the place and really showcase what an awesome place we have here.
Mm. And I think it has to be done subtly.
Totally.
We have to, and I've always said this about any development in the area, I'm not against development, but we don't want to destroy what we've got.
I agree with you 100%.
You can do it creatively, and you can do it subtly.
And it's got to be done with the town. So the town's got to be taken along for the journey.
Yeah. And that doesn't matter where it is in town, I think. And the harbour's just a fabulous... I just think it's a fabulous
It's
spot.
A Monty.
And it's great. Yeah, it's great what's happening there, I think.
All right. Well, thanks for everyone for coming in. Is there anything else you'd like to say before... All I can say is
jump on the website and start booking those tickets, because for the Apollo Bay Seafood Festival in February next year, you really want to be here. And also, just by the way, you know, you're going to have to bring a tent, because I hear that most of the accommodation's already booked out.
Booked out. Yep, there you go. Alan, you've got anything
else? Yeah, absolutely great. As I said, we've got 6 weeks of hard work now. Do come down and see us. There is a new menu. We've tried to get it around the town as much as we can. Do come down and see us and have a chat. And we always welcome people to phone and say, well, what have you got and what's coming in or what haven't you got?
Mm.
And you know, we're up for everything down there. Come down and talk to us about fish.
And we will, hopefully, at Apollo Bay Radio, be able to broadcast some of those specials you have over the next couple
That'd
of weeks.
That'd be fantastic. Mm.
Yep.
That'd be
All great. Right. Well, thanks very much for coming in. And now we'll have a bit of Paul Robeson and Old Man River.